The following is a draft beta test of the alpha wave. It includes many typos. Been hearing Bitcoin is a bubble? Cambridge Analytica proved it's more likely you are living in one. Your YouTube news, and the following is a draft beta test of the alpha wave. It includes many typos. Been hearing Bitcoin is a bubble? Cambridge Analytica proved it's more likely you are living in one. Your YouTube news, and social media feeds, are weaponized social validation feedback loops, bursting at the seams to lead you astray. Sock puppet personas are government-backed globally to edit Wikipedia pages, create Facebook accounts, follow you, feed you propaganda, and neutralize your will to seek out cutting-edge, or at the very least, accurate information. Of manipulation more focused on influencing shaped by CNBC wants you to believe Bitcoin is only for eccentric millennials living in treehouses keeping warm by the heat of their mining rig? Warrant Buffet CRISPR and sentient quantum computing is coming with their supercomputers running on qubits and you are still stuck on binary. The state of the ecosystem. Clover survey finds that high-earning millennials are most interested in crypto investing. Poloniex no longer offers margin or lending products to their US users. Bitcoin stealing malware now targets Fortnite players. Bank of America estimates blockchain is a $7 billion market. US legislators just introduced a bill to establish a common definition of blockchain technology. Crypto ATMs are growing increasingly more common in Europe and more support Bitcoin Cash. Next week the Ethereum Constantinople hard fork will hit the testnet. Brazilian computer programmer built a Coca-Cola vending machine that accepts Bitcoin. Wing Clevos Gemini Exchange now insures custodied assets. Danske Bank, Swedbank, and many others in Europe have been implicated in a Lithuanian cryptocurrency money laundering investigation where speculators used seven banks over to launder over 600 million euros. Cryptocurrency security startup BitGo has received a status of a custodian for crypto and other digital assets as the South Dakota Division of Banking approved the company's request for permission to act as a digital asset custodian. This week Ethereum researchers have discovered a way to scale Ethereum's blockchain to 17,000 transactions per second using the Zcash technology ZK-SNARKs with side chains. Nearly 25,000 German web retailers are set to accept crypto in 2019. Swiss startup cuts European partnership, in anticipation of the 2019 German retailer surge in hope of becoming the PayPal of crypto. GMO Internet Group of Japan announced October 9, they are building a stablecoin called the GMO Japanese Yen, GJY. The Japanese stablecoin will be available by 2019. UK National Telecoms Regulator received a £700,000 blockchain research grant to examine managing UK landline phone numbers with. The Bitcoin open source development community is the most sophisticated group of developers in human existence. No central authority can compare to it and no other blockchain project can compete with it. Which offers the highest security blockchain for merge mining forks, but Bitcoin has become the Coca-Cola of crypto. My name is Freethink. If you are a regular in the crypto space, you probably know me from my articles on Steemit, playing on coin poker, my predictions on Syndicator, or from eviscerating shills in one of the countless Telegram groups I frequent. I am also the in-house crypto evangelist of Viral Media Solutions Ltd, a marketing firm for the decentralized ecosystem. Today I am playing a key role in curating content for the Alpha Wave. What is the Alpha Wave? This is the Alpha Wave. You are on the Alpha Wave. Who is the Alpha Wave for? Ideally developers, innovators, and leaders in fintech overwhelmed with balancing working on projects and researching. It's a compilation. Street Latest Crypto News. BitGo receives a status of a regulated custodian for crypto, adding to Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, and other coins' recovery. By Tanya Abrosimova, September 14, 2018, 5:24 GMT. US regulatory authority approves BitGo's status of a custodian for crypto. The market is growing amid a flood of positive news. Cryptocurrency security startup BitGo has received a status of a custodian for crypto and other digital assets as the South Dakota Division of Banking approved the company's request for permission to act as a digital asset custodian. The company will offer its clients a regulated custody solution developed specifically for their crypto investments. Currently, Bitcoin offers an online hot wallet solution, which can be downloaded and used for secure digital asset storage. Apart from that, BitGo has a custodial solution that combines hot and cold wallet, though it is not regulated. The trust company will enable us to offer a qualified custodial offering that is regulated, that has the money laundering and know your customer requirements. Our custodian offering already has money laundering and KYC requirements. But the trust is for institutional clients, especially for those who are registered advisors and broker dealers, BitGo's chief compliance and legal officer Shala Ali explained in the interview with CoinDesk. The new offering targets primarily institutional investors, as custodial services will allow them engaging into cryptocurrency market and comply with the regulatory requirement to custody the assets. While BitGo Trust was approved by South Dakota regulators, the company believes that other states won't stop it from operating in their respective jurisdictions. The news added to the positive drive on the cryptocurrency markets, creating a favorable environment for an extended recovery from the recent slump. Bitcoin is changing hands at $6,550 at the time of writing, Ethereum is trading at $220, gaining 15% since this time yesterday, while XRP has settled at $0.2830. FStreetLatest Crypto News. BitGo receives a status of a regulated custodian for crypto, adding to Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, and other coins' recovery. By Tanya Abrosimova, September 14, 2018, 5:24 GMT. U.S. regulatory authority approves BitGo status of a custodian for crypto. The market is growing amid a flood of positive news. Cryptocurrency security startup BitGo has received a status of a custodian for crypto and other digital assets as the South Dakota Division of Banking approved the company's request for permission to act as a digital asset custodian. The company will offer its clients a regulated custody solution developed specifically for their crypto investments. Currently, Bitcoin offers an online hot wallet solution, which can be downloaded and used for secure digital assets storage. Apart from that, BitGo has a custodial solution that combines hot and cold wallet, though it is not regulated. The trust company will enable us to offer a qualified custodial offering that is regulated, that has the money laundering and know your customer requirements. Our custodian offering already has money laundering and KYC requirements. But the trust is for institutional clients, especially for those who are registered advisors and broker dealers, BitGo's chief compliance and legal officer Shala Ali explained in the interview with CoinDesk. The new offering targets primarily institutional investors, as custodial services will allow them engaging into cryptocurrency market and comply with the regulatory requirement to custody the assets. While BitGo Trust was approved by South Dakota regulators, the company believes that other states won't stop it from operating in their respective jurisdictions. The news added to the positive drive on the cryptocurrency markets, creating a favorable environment for an extended recovery from the recent slump. Bitcoin is changing hands at $6,550 at the time of writing, Ethereum is trading at $220, gaining 15% since this time yesterday, while XRP has settled at $0.2830. According to ADK's founder, Ricardo Badoer, this first-of-its-kind offer is geared towards ensuring legitimacy and creating a safer environment for cryptocurrency users. This offer is particularly crucial because despite centralized exchanges' recognition for bringing exposure to cryptocurrency, there has often been criticism for various reasons, such as an alleged lack of transparency in their core functions of holding funds. ADK is reaching out to exchanges as the project inches closer to the launch of its EU-based bank after securing similar approvals with two banks in Africa. ADK currently owns 16% shares in Chumak Bank in Kenya and 23% in a Tanzanian bank, official announcement coming soon. Adding the EU-based bank is part of efforts to create an enviable crypto-friendly banking network that will also offer remote account opening and debit card services. Badoer says, since its launch in June 2017, the ADK project prides itself as one of the few credible in the industry not to have conducted neither an ICO nor airdrops or pay for unnecessary hypes. Rather, it has been positioning itself to be the go-to platform for, among other things, offshore banking, which projection says will produce more than 90% of crypto value in the next decade. According to a new research by independent equity research provider, Satis Group, and published by Bloomberg, 90% plus of crypto asset value will be from penetration of offshore deposits by 2028. By then, total crypto market cap is expected to have reached $3.60 TLN. Offshore deposits market by crypto assets is likely to start rising in 1 to 2 years based on several factors that will be driven by increasing capital restraints by governments, devaluation of fiat currencies, unfavorable domestic fiscal policy and budget deficit and national debt. Moving forward, ADK is also moving to the second step of its platform implementation. After a recent upgrade on the system, its POW transactions will now last under 3 seconds even on mobile phones. The step 2 implementation will make ADK more anonymous, with AK Shuffle being introduced to shuffle and mix all transfers. About Eidos Kunin, ADK. ADK is an open source and quantum secure platform which features zero fee on transactions and scalable without blocks. Its transaction system is based on a directed mesh with I2P as underlying network layer that protects its users' identities from being revealed. Its AK Shuffle keeps users anonymous and transactions 100% invisible and untraceable. Backed by the Eidos Foundation, ADK was founded by Ricardo Badoer in 2017. He has more than 16 years working experience in finance and offshore banking, as well as more than 8 years working with digital currency. Excerpt from Crypto Transparency, Eidos, ADK, in first-of-its-kind free share offer to exchanges. Cryptonewmedia.press. Buy accept here on September 15, 2018. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has recruited an executive with wide experience in initial public offerings, IPOs, as its chief financial officer. Wei Zhou, who is currently the vice chairman of gay dating platform Grindr, boasts of executive experience running into more than 1.5 decades. He began his career at the Hong Kong subsidiary of Goldman Sachs, where he focused on investment banking. A graduate of Harvard University where he received a bachelor's degree in economics and East Asian studies, Zhou has particular expertise in growing and scaling business operations in the United States and China. Additionally, Zhou has served as the chief financial officer of both Charm Communications, a Chinese TV advertising firm, and Zhaopin.com, China's second biggest online recruitment services platform, managing to lead these firms into successful listings on NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, respectively. Excerpt from Binance hires IPO heavyweight as CFO, fueling rumors the exchange is going public CCN by Mark MM. A team of researchers from the U.S. Army Research Laboratory, the University of Canterbury in New Zealand and the Gwangju Institute of Science and Technology in the Republic of Korea have taken a step toward the development of moving target defense techniques in software-defined networks. This is a demanding cybersecurity research topic, scientists said. This collaboration grew out of efforts of RL researchers Dr. Jinhee Cho, now at Virginia Tech in the Department of Computer Science, Dr. Terence J. Moore and Dr. Frederica Nelson reaching out to researchers in Asia-Pacific regions through the International Collaborative Program administrated by the U.S. Army International Technology Center Pacific. Cyber attacks on computer systems are becoming more common. Any company with information on a computer system connected to the internet might become a victim from someone or some group who wants to steal or destroy the company's data for their own use, or for ransom. This is possible because of the way the internet is set up, researchers said. In order to access content on a website, a computer needs to know where to ask for the information. Websites have an address, what is known as an Internet Protocol, or IP, address, however, these are not just used for websites. Every computer connected to the internet has an IP address. Cyber attackers have time to discover the IP addresses of the computers they think might have valuable information and attack them using code that is more commonly known as computer viruses or worms. If the computer or system being attacked has a security system, such as a firewall or antivirus software, it might be able to recognize some code as being bad and prevent itself from being infected. What cyber attackers do is slightly modify their bad code so it is not recognized until the computer's security system is updated or patched. Essentially, the typical defensive response to these attacks is passive, the researchers said. The attackers have time to prepare, plan and execute their attacks, whereas the potential victims are left reacting only after an intruder breaks into a computer system. Recently, a new proactive type of defense is being considered to protect important information in computer systems. This approach is known as moving target defense, or MTD. For more on this strategy, search for proactive approach to defending computer systems in the artificial intelligence section of Science Daily. Foodcoin, food. Currently up 69% with a price of $0.0065 and a market cap of 2.5 million. Foodcoin ecosystem is a blockchain ecosystem, architecturally designed to create a global marketplace of food and agricultural products based on our experience with the active 1000 EcoFarms platform. Foodcoin has a total supply of 398,837,469. Abrupt changes in the miner hash rate applied to a proof-of-work, POW, blockchain can adversely affect user experience and security. Because different POW blockchains often share hashing algorithms, miners face a complex choice in deciding how to allocate their hash power among chains. We present an economic model that leverages modern portfolio theory to predict a miner's allocation over time using price data and inferred risk tolerance. The model matches actual allocations with mean absolute error within 20% for 4 out of the top 5 miners active on both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, blockchains. A model of aggregate allocation across those 4 miners shows excellent agreement in magnitude with the actual aggregate as well a correlation coefficient of 0.649. The accuracy of the aggregate allocation model is also sufficient to explain major historical changes in interblock time, IBT, for BCH. Because estimates of miner risk are not time-dependent and our model is otherwise price-driven, we are able to use it to anticipate the effect of a major price shock on hash allocation and IBT in the BCH blockchain. Using a Monte Carlo simulation, we show that, despite mitigation by the new difficulty adjustment algorithm, a price drop of 50% could increase the IBT by 50% for at least a day, with a peak delay of 100%. Excerpt from, Using Economic Risk to Model Miner Hash Rate Allocation in Cryptocurrencies. Metamorph, METM. Currently up 37% with a price of $0.0062 and a market cap of $261,239. Metamorph is an easy coin exchange interface that can switch digital currencies from one cryptocurrency to another. Every time the Bitcoin price goes up in a spectacular fashion, altcoins are usually to follow suit. Some currencies tend to show a lot more positive momentum than others in this regard. The following tokens, ranked by lowest to highest overall gains over Bitcoin at this time, show interesting things can happen over the next few days. Number 6 Nano. It has been a rather interesting year for the Nano cryptocurrency. Especially due to its involvement in Venezuela's economy as of late, it has become apparent Nano may be a far more interesting cryptocurrency for countries where financial hardship has become the new normal. Whether or not this is effectively attributing to Nano's price development over Bitcoin, a 10.92% gain remains to be seen, though. Number 5. Ontology. It has been somewhat quiet where Ontology is concerned. This high-performance public blockchain network, which can accommodate many different use cases and applications, still has a lot of potential, assuming the right parties get involved in this ecosystem. It is also closely linked to NEO, which is rather interesting. Over the past few hours, ONT gained 11.35% over Bitcoin, which is rather solid. Number 4. DentaCoin. Not to be confused with mobile data-oriented Dent, DentaCoin is a currency designed to serve as a cryptocurrency and blockchain platform for dentists all over the world. Although making any inroads in this particular industry will always be challenging, it is evident here is some interest in this currency as of right now. A strong gain over Bitcoin by 12.65% further confirms things are heading in the right direction. For the rest of the list, search 6 altcoins to watch over the weekend 2018 Week 36 edition by JP Buntings. Less than a year after the launch of the first ever futures contracts for Bitcoin, Ethereum could be the second cryptocurrency to be traded on regulated futures exchanges. It's understood that the Chicago Board Options Exchange, CBOE, the same platform that launched Bitcoin futures in December 2017, is waiting for the green light from the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, to launch Ethereum options by the end of 2018. The CBOE will base its ETH contracts on the Gemini cryptocurrency exchange market, the base it already uses for its Bitcoin futures. With the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, formally declaring that Ethereum was not classed as a security in June, the path ahead was seemingly paved for the prospective launch of ETH futures. At the time, CBOE President Chris Concannon hailed the decision, saying ETH contracts had been a talking point since late 2017. "We are pleased with the SEC's decision to provide clarity with respect to current Ether transactions. This announcement clears a key stumbling block for Ether futures, the case for which we've been considering since we launched the first Bitcoin futures in December 2017. Just 3 months later, there are very real grumblings that this could come to fruition, much like the build-up to the eventual launch of Bitcoin futures in 2017. The CBOE has indicated to Cointelegraph that it is indeed looking at Ethereum futures, highlighting Concannon's interview with Quartz in June, where he laid out their thoughts on the cryptocurrency and the possibility of a futures contract. Ether is one of the more highly liquid cryptocurrencies out there. Along with Bitcoin, the demand is much higher in Ether than any other cryptocurrency on the market. We'll look at launching futures in the near term, but there's a process we have to go through before even announcing such a launch. That process is something we've talked to the CFTC about at length and certainly want to take steps along that process and make sure everybody is comfortable with the next product we announce. What could happen? While the finite details of when we can expect to see these Ether futures launched is yet to be revealed, the possibility of these new offerings had a neutral effect on different cryptocurrency values. The price of ETH turned around from a slight slump on August 31st, which could be attributed to these initial reports. The price of Bitcoin showed a similar movement pattern, with a strong uptick on the same day. Good or bad? It is not easy to predict what any market will do, and this is especially true for cryptocurrencies. However, big moves like this by mainstream financial institutions seem to influence the price of cryptocurrencies. Cointelegraph spoke to eToro senior market analyst Matty Greenspan to get an educated view on how the launch of Ether futures could potentially affect the price of the cryptocurrency. Greenspan views Ether futures as a critical next step to bridge Wall Street to the crypto market. While some people on social media cited concerns that aggressive shorting would hurt the value of Ether, Greenspan offered a counter-argument to that point. The ability to go short is a critical component of price discovery. So this is ultimately a healthy thing for the market. Furthermore, Greenspan believes that an Ether futures contract will put the cryptocurrency in the spotlight, which could very well attract new investors with deep pockets. The eToro analyst also believes that it could have a knock-on effect for other cryptocurrencies. Crypto prices are correlated strongly with each other. So anything that's good for Ethereum should be good for Bitcoin and vice versa. So far, the futures volumes on Bitcoin have been relatively small and insignificant to the rest of the market, but as interest from institutional investors changes, we should be seeing higher volumes and new ways to trade them. While Greenspan offers a far more optimistic prediction of things to come, there are those that have a more cautious view of the potential launch of Ether futures. Philip Nunn, CEO of WealthChain Capital, told Cointelegraph that there is potential for certain investors to short Ether, which could have some serious consequences for companies that have launched ICOs on the Ethereum blockchain. "Of course I could be wrong and it could fly to $1,000, but it seems the futures strategies serve to stifle the true growth of crypto. This has certainly been the case with Bitcoin as all price predictions are out of the window." Excerpt from What to Expect If Ether Futures Become a Reality, by Gareth Jenkinson. For full article visit Cointelegraph. The chief commercial officer of global crypto payment processor BitPay said that altcoins will never come back, while Bitcoin, BTC, will rebound in 2019, in an interview with Bloomberg September 12. The CCO of BitPay Sunny Singh said that cryptocurrency markets are now on the threshold of a new stage of progress, which requires a certain defining moment, or a catalyst. According to Singh, the defining moment. The post-BitPay CCO predicts altcoins to never come back, Bitcoin to rebound in 2019. BitPay CCO predicts altcoins to never come back, Bitcoin to rebound in 2019 appeared first on crypto new media. Mining is the foundation of blockchain-based cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, rewarding the miner for finding blocks for new transactions. Monero, a recent alternative currency, enables mining with standard hardware in contrast to special hardware, ASICs, as often used in Bitcoin, paving the way for browser-based mining as a new revenue model for website operators. In this work, we study the prevalence of this new phenomenon. We identify and classify mining websites on a large corpus of websites and present a new fingerprinting method which finds up to a factor of 5.7 more miners than publicly available block lists. Our work identifies and dissects CoinHive as the major browser mining stakeholder. Further, we present a new method to associate mined blocks in the Monero blockchain to mining pools and uncover that CoinHive currently contributes 1.18% of mined blocks, turning over Monero's worth $250,000 per month. Excerpt from Computer Science Cryptography and Security. Digging into browser-based crypto mining. Jan Ruth, Torsten Zimmermann, Conrad Volsing, Oliver Holfeld. Submitted on August 2, 2018. We are excited to be at the ETH Berlin Hackathon as both sponsors and participants. As sponsors, we will be awarding prizes to teams that use the 0x protocol version 2, which we just deployed earlier this week. Version 2 includes a ton of powerful new features that unlock new uses cases and cool things you can do. To help get you started, check out the list of ideas we've put together. 8 Hackathon Ideas for 0x Protocol Version 2. Improve Ethereum's UX by implementing EIP-712 support in a popular wallet or application, allowing traders to see exactly what they are signing. Create a commit reveal forwarding contract as described in this blog post. Orders are only filled after a two-phase commit reveal process, preventing front-running from occurring. Implement a permissioned liquidity pool that uses the Wire KYC token and 0x filter contracts. Create a Dutch auction filter contract that uses 0x Protocol Version 2. The price of an order is reduced over time and can be settled at the current spot price using the MATC hoarders function. Create a relayer and market for gas tokens. Add support for a new token standard, such as EIP-777, to 0x Protocol Version 2 by creating the corresponding asset proxy contract. Make and take orders via the Gnosis Safe or other wallet contracts using the wallet signature type. Docs and starter projects. See the following blog post. 0x at ETH Berlin. Say hello. As always, if you see one of us, reach out and say hello. If you're having any issues with 0x or Ethereum in development in general, we would be glad to help you out. If you can't find us at the venue, then hop into our chat at https://chat.0sproject.com/. Looking forward to see what you create at ETH Berlin. ETH Berlin Hackathon Project Ideas was originally published in 0x Protocol on Medium, where people are continuing the conversation by highlighting and responding to this story. Research on gender inequalities in entrepreneurship focuses more often on identifying or overcoming existing barriers rather than examining how stereotypical gendered beliefs and characterizations are created or maintained in the first place. We argue that the media provides a contextualized and socio-cultural perspective into the gendering of entrepreneurship. Using a novel multi-method approach based on media framing analysis, we examine the content and social interactions portrayed during the first season of the reality television program Shark Tank to deconstruct the processes that normalize and reinforce gendered stereotypes and inequalities. Excerpt from The Gendering of Entrepreneurship on Reality Television, Journal of Small Business Management. Cryptocurrency monitoring site CoinMarketCap appears to be mulling the idea of allowing users to vote on which assets it should track. Users could influence listings in a Twitter survey released September 12th. The site, which has become a stalwart reference resource for crypto asset prices and other related data, asked followers whether they would be interested. The post accused of abusing trust, CoinMarketCap may now let you vote for new listings, appeared first on crypto new media. Three possible short-term scenarios for Bitcoin, BTC, and the crypto markets. Ethereum World News / by John P. Njui. The subtle art of predicting the future of the crypto markets hinges more on news and the reaction to it, than to the highly respected technical analysis of BTC. This can be seen with the recent decline of Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, ETH, and all other digital assets due to fake news that the Goldman Sachs firm was relegating plans to launch a crypto trading desk in the near future. The news had stated that the firm had cited Bitcoin regulatory hiccups as the reason to temporarily put the plans on hold. The crypto markets are yet to recover from this FUD, with the most affected digital asset being Ethereum, ETH. The king of smart contracts took a massive hit when it fell from levels of $280 right before the fake news was released, to its lowest value this year of $188 earlier this morning. ETH is currently trading at $192 and down 12% in the last 24 hours. BTC retesting $5,800. The first possible near future scenario for BTC is that it retests levels of $5,800 as seen back on June 29. The current support level of $6,150 is crucial for the digital asset to maintain its value above $6,000. If this is broken, due to slow trading today, a Sunday, further decline is imminent. Of noteworthy mentioning is BTC's response on the 29th of June when it hit $5,800. After the fearful decline, the king of crypto would then regain $1,000 in a period of a week. Therefore, if Bitcoin were to retest this levels, it would do so only briefly. Bitcoin recovers to $6,500. Without much technical analysis, we can tell that BTC has been massively oversold over the weekend. The weekends are known to historically have low trade volumes. Therefore, with the new week only hours away, the king of crypto is likely to gain a few more dollars in value in the next few hours. However, this is not guaranteed given the unpredictability of the crypto markets. We have purposely ignored technical analysis, for we know that any real or fake news can negatively or positively affect